If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
And we have got a special guest in the studio. Mpo. Not our Mpo. Another Mpo.
Yes.
So whenever we do Play-Doh, I always tell you, my favorite type of listener is the Play-Doh listener. Mpo, how's it going?
I'm good, and you guys?
We are well, thank you. How old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. So with her holiday, because she's been on holiday since last week, she decided to come pay us a visit. Do you listen to the show often?
Every day.
Really? Do you listen because you like to or because your dad forces you to?
Well, because I like to. It's
like... Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your presence. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a good time, and maybe we'll give you a gift afterwards as well. We're actually going to buy you food, but then I saw that your dad already came with food.
Oh, they come bearing gifts. And they're both Mpo, by the way. The dad is Mpo, and Mpo is obviously Mpo.
If our Mpo was there, I would have triple Mpo.
Yeah.
Mpo overdose.
Mpo, po, po, po.
Mpo, po, 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 pops. On a serious note, it's open line. It's a Friday. So whatever you want to discuss, give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
Sis, late last year you had that whole poll. Ogutsi Obala, how many thugs have fallen to cops in the KZN? Netang Sakumbule would come end of 2024. What was the number? But I see now there's more of these thugs or criminals that are falling in KZN. How many have fallen so far in the first quarter of 2025?
Here's the thing, right? Everything we do on the show, yes, it's for entertainment purposes, but it's really to highlight something. It's really to inform the listener about something. When we started that poll, it's because, if you remember correctly, I said, what is happening in KZN is not right. And eventually, the commissioner of police will have to account for it. Do you remember, Saul?
Yeah. We even argued about it.
Yes. Then we started the count. And I said, by the end of the year, it probably will be at 150. It didn't end up reaching 150. It ended up at about 130-something. I think 132, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And as you see, right now, Zamkhalele commissioner. And the reason for that is we always speak about it. Even if somebody's a criminal, they still remain a human being. They've got human rights. And that extrajudicial killing thing is not, it is not inconsistency with our constitution. People are supposed to be tried, go through a court process. Now, yes, granted, we spoke in the first hour about how the NPA is inept. But yeah, that's another story altogether. But to just be short in jail, Jengenja, as you refer to them, is not right.
That's what they're saying, but I mean, himself, Umkhonazi, is saying that he's ruffling feathers that are politically connected, syndicates that are politically connected, and somebody has whispered in the minister's ears, and obviously they're using that, human rights, etc. But the fact is, he touched the nerve, and a lot of people are in support of him.
Yeah, but a lot of people just support lots of things. People support vigilantism, doesn't mean it's right. And also, the people that are investigating my IPID, it's got nothing to do with the minister. The minister only got involved later. IPID are the ones that are investigating him.
For Open Line today, I want us to talk about tuition fees. My goodness. I was checking online because, you know, I was like, I need to go back to school. I feel like I haven't studied for some time and I miss that. So I'm checking for obvious in online calls because I'm working. And it's costing 133,000 plus. Kanjani, guys. Like the same or similar course when I was still in varsity a few years ago. It was like 40-something a month, a year rather. So how did we get to 133,000 for, like, I'm confused. Because, you know, a lot of black kids are getting educated nowadays. So the best way Uba stopper is financially.
130-something, that's hectic. Nami, but that last I remember, varsity fees were around about 40-something a year.
Hmm.
That's the last time I remember. But yeah, it could have changed. You think that's bad? At least when you're old and you must see kids' school fees. Crazy amounts. Mpo, if you were to guess, how much do you think your school fees are?
61,000.
Yo, she already knows.
Yeah.
You see now? And she's 13. Imagine that.
And that's primary school. Yeah, grade six.
Are you an only child?
No.
Whoa! You see that way? Come on. It's crazy. It is crazy. Also got a very special guest in the studio. Mpo is joining us, 13 years old. One of the listeners from... Play-Doh. That's my favorite type of listener right there, I always say.
Emsizwane mina ngicela ukubuza mfethu ukuthi yini enzima ku Ramaphosa ukuthi afaka ama tariffs same thing ayenzile u Trump afaka ama tariffs against iAmerica why wamele kanje kuyoncengwa iAmerica kuyokhulunyiswana naye ngoba uthi kusaba sayozama irelationship why wamele kuzanywe irelationship bafethu siyazi ukuthi siwela under BRICS yabo so you can't have it both ways. Or Ramaphosa is willing to compromise the BRICS abuyele America. Yini lengaka ngo Ramaphosa? What is it, Bafethu? Sicela sitshele msizana, mhlambe kone singakwazi thina. Or they having a business business whatsoever yena uTrump no Ramaphosa. Akufaka ama tariffs na, sina ama minerals la. Awufaka ama tariffs.
Oh, that's funny. So, if you heard in Mfundo's bulletin at the top of the hour, South Africa has elected not to reciprocate with tariffs to the US. And to be quite honest, it's because we are a measured government. We don't respond erratically to decisions that the US has taken. Also, if you ask anybody who's in the know, the likelihood of these tariffs standing the test of time is very, very low. Just yesterday, for example, in the US Senate, they repealed the tariffs against Canada. All of these tariffs are not feasible. Because they're not well thought out. We spoke about this in the show yesterday. We did a show in the second hour about it. We even spoke to Gugu. And then she also spoke about it on her show. So the likelihood of these things standing the test of time is very, very low. In maybe a month or two, all of them will be repealed or at least adjusted. So it's not worth us having a knee-jerk reaction to it because it's not that serious, actually.
I need your help, guys. Where I'm staying in my area, we are using a fiber. This fiber, sure, I'm losing signal every day, especially in the evening. We have to switch off our TV because TV is not playing. And this thing has been happening since January, and it happens every day. You will tell them, and then they will say, send a picture of the fiber, of the what, and then still they won't help you. And those people, when you speak to them, they're so arrogant, like they just don't care. And they open up a group for us in my area. If you can see the messages of the neighbors every day, you will be shocked. It's like they know that this thing is not working. Even if they come, they say they're coming to fix. They just test the speed, and the speed will always show that it's fine, even if they can see that there's no signal. Please, we need your help.
Okay, so I'm going to assume a lot of things here, right? With fiber, you've obviously got the physical line, which is a fiber optic cable. That is provided by usually OpenServe or whomever it is, right? Or Telkom. And then you've got the internet service provider. So they will provide the data now that runs on that line. And that can be anybody. Can be every host, can be whoever your service provider is. It sounds to me like your internet service provider is unreliable. Because if they say the line is fine, but you guys don't have a connection, what you're missing is a connection. So you need to get either a new internet service provider or name and shame your internet service provider. That's basically how it's going to go. Like I said, I'm assuming a lot of things. It could also be the off chance that your actual fiber line is broken, because that happens as well. It's a fiber optic cable. So when the cable breaks or has a crack, it stops because it works with light. So, yeah.
What's going to happen now with the GNU, as now it seems as if it's deck-a-decking. And if DA comes out, as we see or hear that Action SA is in support of, as also want to be part of the GNU, and knowing that the EFF said they will never govern together with DA. So if DA moves, meaning then Action SA comes in, EFF comes in, or what will happen next then?
Well, I can tell you one thing. President Cyril Ramaphosa is unlikely to kick the DA out of the GNU. He's not that sort of person. So I've heard people talking about a reshuffle, cabinet reshuffle. That's unlikely to happen. The DA, though, can, on their own accord, resign from the GNU and pull out. And then, yes, he correctly points out, it'll give opportunity for all these other parties to join. Action SA is already in the GNU. So it'll just be, I guess, the EFF or MK if they wanted to join as well. Is it likely to happen? I don't think so. Because the DA is seemingly enjoying the blue lights. So, nah. They're probably going to stay.
And also, they're avoiding what they call doomsday coalition. So they won't just vacate and make space for an EFF or MK.
Mm. Let's go!
As Lentu Asematatiele, he rape. As Inks is offside. And like, I'm just imagining Lomduana and what has happened to him. Can Nama law enforcement agencies deal with these issues and protect our kids? I think, I know we have crime, but these ones, these issues as so, we should have a solid, solid way of dealing with them. A young Shigisha man and having a daughter or daughters is a young Bulala then young Shigisha and just straight.
Yeah. So my sister works for SAPS in the forensics department, right? She's a forensic biologist. So they obviously analyze evidence, etc. and so on. And she told me about this case about a week ago. Both like was is it Mike? Both Tweckwe's parents are police officers as well. They work for the SAPS. And I don't know why they're not arresting this principal for obstruction of justice, but obviously I'm not familiar with all the details of the case. But all we can hope for is that the evidence, specifically the forensic evidence, is enough to get a conviction from whomever the perpetrator is and whoever the guilty player, the guilty party is.
So it's Friday and I am just preparing for my park run, which is tomorrow. So every Saturday I do a park run in the neighborhood and I'm just taken aback by what I experienced or observed the last time I went on this park run. A grown man with a beard taking a shortcut. I mean, it's just 5Ks. At what point do you draw the line between being competitive and wanting to win at all cost? How can you cheat a mere 5K run? I mean, you follow the routes, there is signage, you turn here and here and here and then you're done. And then what annoyed me is that he beat me. I was supposed to be before him. That's and funny. Then when I was coming in, he was coming out. I felt like a kid in primary school. I was like, I wanted to say, he cheated. I mean, come on, guys. Just stop cheating. Just run your race.
How was I doing? So let me tell you, at our school, we had a rule that you weren't allowed to walk on the grass. So obviously you had literally like paving and walkways, yeah. But don't walk on the grass. And there was a guy named Josie Mort. this is in primary school. So we were walking, and the walkway is, you obviously go straight, then you turn right. He decided to walk diagonally across on the grass. And then the teacher came, like, where are you walking? And he simply replied, on the grass. And that was that. Yo, I cracked up so hard. She's like, why are you doing that? And then he spoke about how in maths, we spoke about how diagonals are the shortest line.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what he's trying to prove. But yeah, the point here is people will take a shortcut for anything. Even if it's just 15 steps, they'll always take a shortcut.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.